the Son. In a 1959 letter to a friend known only as A, Flannery O'Connor wrote, "My cousin's husband became a Catholic last week. He had been going to Mass, but never showed any interest. We asked how he got interested, and his answer was that the sermons were so horrible, he knew that there must be something else there to make the people come." What do you want me to do for you? The question posed by Jesus to Bartimaeus. He poses to us. What are you looking for? Why have you come here? What are you hoping for? Support or friendship? Insight? Maybe. But what is that something else that makes us come here? The name Bartimaeus means son of fear. When Bartimaeus jumps up and throws aside his cloak, he sheds his fears and defenses, throwing everything aside. He leaves behind his life of begging and puts himself in Jesus' care, blind faith, and begins to view the world with Jesus' vision. And he follows Jesus on the way. The son of fear becomes a fearless disciple. When we, like Bartimaeus, find ourselves on the side of the road, on the margins, Jesus sees us. When we begin to view the world with Jesus' vision, we see others on the margins, those who might otherwise go unseen, unrecognized, unanswered, unknown. With Jesus' vision, we don't see only a migrant caravan, but 7,000 children, women, and men wanting to be seen and known. When we see with Jesus' vision, we don't see and tolerate racial difference. We see it and celebrate it. Like Bartimaeus, having received God's tender mercy, we become disciples of mercy to others. Today I invite you, disciples of Jesus, to participate in our mission, Ascension's mission, through your annual volunteer ministry and financial pledge. Consider it thoughtfully. Don't regard it as just signing up for another good thing, but a tangible way of building the Christian community that we want this to be. If you value what we have here, what we do here, what you find here, that something else, your participation is essential, of course. That you are here, that you keep coming back here, would seem to indicate that you do find that something else, that you know that you are seen and known by God here. Let's ensure that we continue to confidently announce to all who come here, the Lord is here. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. he heals you. We're going to take just a few moments to give you the opportunity to complete the financial and volunteer ministry pledges if you've not already done so. They're at the ends of your pews. You might want to hand those down. There will be a collection after you've completed these to receive your pledges. If for any reason you're unable to complete it today, you can obviously return it at any time.